During the darkest days of the AIDS crisis, we buried our friends in the morning, we protested in the afternoon, and we danced all night. The dance kept us in the fight because it was the dance we were fighting for. Keep fighting. Keep dancing. Activist Dan Savage. That spirit is at the heart of Still With US, a legacy of HIV, AIDS and the arts, an ambitious new project presented this fall by the Victoria Arts Council, VAC. Opening October 24th and continuing through December 1st, the exhibition and performance series explore how art has carried stories of grief, activism and survival for more than four decades. Margaret Flood's evocative work is featured as part of the visual art exhibition, offering a deeply personal lens on memory, place and identity. Photos courtesy of Victoria Arts Council. This project has been years in the making, says VAC Executive Director Keegan McFadden. We've brought together partners from across disciplines and across borders to create something that feels both timely and deeply personal. It's about honoring those we've lost, celebrating those who continue the work, and reminding ourselves that HIV, AIDS is not a thing of the past. The exhibition unfolds on the Bay Center's lower level, where visitors will encounter works by Joe Average, 1957 to 2024, Kathy Busby, Margot Farr, Margaret Flood, Peggy Frank, Jamie Griffiths, Anna Ma, Cookie Muller, Mavanwi Pavelic, Linda Reno and Pam Terry. Archival materials from AVI Health and Community Services, marking its 40th anniversary this year, share testimony of the local response to the epidemic. Added to this are rarely seen holdings from Dance Collection Dance, curated by Christopher House and Amy Boring, which highlight the impact of HIV, AIDS on the dance community. The public is invited to the opening reception on Sunday, October 26, from 1 to 4 p.m. at the Bay Center, where artists will be in attendance and organizers will share remarks. Admission is free, and no RSVP is required. Joe Average's vibrant pop art canvas stands alongside works by other leading artists in the visual art exhibition, inviting visitors to reflect on creativity, resilience, and community. Joe Average, Michael's Last Minute. Photos courtesy of Victoria Arts Council. Art has always given us a way to push back against silence, McFadden reflects. Through these pieces and these archives, we see the history of activism, the fight for dignity, and the creativity that keeps people going. The project extends beyond the exhibition, with performances at the Belfry Theatre and Pacific Opera's Bowman Center, plus pop-up appearances from the Geddon Higher Choir, and a themed display at the Greater Victoria Public Library's Central Branch. We are deeply grateful to the community partners, corporate sponsors and generous donors who recognize the importance of preserving this history and ensuring it's shared with future generations. Their support made this project possible, McFadden says. This is an opportunity to come together, to look back with honesty, and to recognize how much this history still speaks to the present moment. For more information, including the full schedule of events, or to make a donation in support of this work, visit vicartscouncil.ca. Follow the conversation on Facebook and Instagram at Victoria Arts Council.